You wouldn't, yeah. I need to order, please roll. This one is fine.
Yeah, this one, please.
You're welcome to use. You can bar as well if you want.
No, in the bar, with the bar.
Toy, we're on the Chof.
I was in UK, that's why. It wasn't because I didn't like you.
So we started speaking a little bit about Rotson. We're essentially dealing with Bechira. Let's try and go a bit further with it. We started speaking about Adam Arishon, the Bechira that he had in Gan Eden, which would have brought us to the ultimate redemption, which he didn't get right, so we have to get it right. Let's go from the top there. Kedivri HaRamchal Bereish Mesilis Yeshorim. How did you speak to me? That's very impressive. Lo Nivra Odom. Lo Nivra Odom El Nisaleg Al Hashem. Person was created for Tainuk. It happens that the best Tainuk is Hashem. Well, essentially a person is created for pleasure, and you'll see that every decision you ever make will always be based on the pleasure principle. Always. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. That's important to know what's going on with Adam Rishon before the Chet, because that's Purim. Purim is Adam Rishon before the Chet. You can get to Adam Rishon before the Chet, in fact, you have to. That's the job. That's the mitzvah of Adam Lo Yoda. Adam Lo Yoda is to get back to Eitz Hadas Tovara, which was the Yeda of Tovara, and Purim have to get to the Lo Yeda. With das meaning chibur, das always means chibur, to join together. The eight of das toiv ra, which is the eight that was mechabe toiv to ra, and the mitzvah on Purim is to drink ad the lo yodam, so there's no more chibur between toiv ra. There's a separation there. Yes, ad the lo yodam means to take away the separation, which means to go back to the inner core of what a Jew really is, which was unaffected by the Chet of Adam Rishon. There's always a piece in the Yid that's unaffected by Chet, which is what Ahasuerus wanted to destroy. That's what he was going after, the Hester. That's what Purim was about, the Hester. He was checking that Hester, he wanted to destroy that. And that's what you can be Magale in yourself on Purim. Nichnas Yayin Yaitse Sod. What's the Sod? The Sod is you at your essence. Anyway, so that's just why we have to understand Adam Rishon before the Chet. Adam Rishon was given the Bechir to be Nitzchi, to be eternal. And you have the choice to not, to just live in this world and after you die to worms, as they say. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon. From the day you eat from that tree, the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, you will surely die. You have the choice to listen to my words. And automatically you become eternal. Or you cannot listen to me, you can be a temporary creature. You're a reality that's kashur to this world, and you're just a passing distraction. Adam Rishon haya b'Gan Eden, shaya b'Gan Eden, haya korov el Hashem Yisbarach, v'laya shaychetz lo metzias chet. Adam Rishon in Gan Eden had no shaychetz to chet. He was Kodesh Kedoshim, and he had no sheiches to anything else. The only avera he could do was the avera of Eitz Hadas, because he never had a tzibur. What else could he do? Cheeseburgers? There weren't any. Bittel Zman, it wasn't sheich by him. He had the Eitz Hadas. Rusho daya atzmayit shenitena la'odam v'alav libcho b'daitam yaleches achre Hashem Yisbarach olav. Zu inyan eitz hadas tovara, according to him, I'm not going, that's what he said. Lots of, obviously, lots been written about the subject. daya atzmayit, your own internal knowledge that's given to a person, and you have to choose with your own das. You go after Hashem or not. That's the ending of Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. B'chira zu hu b'chira hanitenes l'kol Adam. It's given to everybody. As we said, nobody else in the Bria has this, only Adam. You can't change the fact that Hashem gives you. You can't choose when you're going to be born, where you're going to be born, who your parents are going to be. All different things in your life that you can't choose. The kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, your seichel, your memory, your kishronot, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Eich lishtamesh bem ve'eich lenatzelem. All you can do is decide how you're going to use them, how you're going to use them correctly or not. Claimer, kol matzif, kol rega, b'chayv shela odom. The air conditioner's on in here. Why would the air conditioner be on in here?
It's his fault. Look how you're dressed. It must be your fault.
Claimer, call matzah for call rega b'chayv shel adam, omedes b'fonav ha-bechira. Every moment of a person's life, he has implanted in the bechira. Aim lekachet et hazman hazeh. We have a choice to take every moment of our life to decide what we want to do with it. Do we want to turn this moment into eternity, or do we want to just Hashem? Or we'll take this moment and kill it, we'll die, and it doesn't ever come back. This moment is eternal, if you want. Or it's zmani, if you want. You choose. What does it mean you'll die? I don't wish nate from nate said after Tovaran he didn't die. But Hashem told him on the day you eat from it, you'll die. So Hashem didn't. What happened here? Problem, no? He didn't die. He was still alive. That's one shot. Okay.
Why does
that
have to die
straight away? It says, on the day you eat from it, you will surely die. On the day from you'll eat from it, you won't die today, you'll die tomorrow. And you should have said, when you eat from it, it's eventually you'll die. That's what it says. It says, what simple shot? You'll die the minute you eat from it in the day.
No, but
he couldn't die before you ate from Eitz Hadas. Now he can. And Hashem said, you're going to die. On the day you eat from it, you'll die. And he wasn't chased out the Gan Eden on the day he ate from it. He had a Shabbos in Gan Eden, and then he went out. And what's the Shabbos? So it wasn't on the day. Okay, the Terutz of the Kashas to the Kasha. Better than the Terutz. That's for sure. The Terutz you're out to some sort of spiritual death. Well, okay. But there's a more personal pshat here we have to get in touch with. Kleima, ata yoichel likvoy la'atzmacha im tiyeh zmani or nitzchi. You choose. Do you want to be temporary or permanent? V'zur dvaru shel barayel l'kol yudi v'mitzvah sabachira. In the mitzvah of Bechira, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling every Jew, et ha'chaim ve'et ha'mavis nesalti l'fonech. In front of you is life and death. Achaim haynu, what's life? Achaim anitzchim. You can choose to be an eternal being that will live forever. Or you can choose to die. Chadal means? Stop. Something that just ends. L'maves u'l'chidalon. It just fizzles out. Cease. Adam Rishon Bala Babachal Anois Mia no hasmanit. She nit no law. Wachum eats at us. The Bechirosoi Kipishim Chazal Shemishon Allah by Roilam. Achalti va ochel oit. Adam Arishan chose to get the benefit, the pleasure, whatever the pleasure was, the temporary pleasure of eating from the Eitz Hadaat. With his Bechirus Chazal said that Adam Arishan said to the boy, I ate and I'll eat again. Now there wasn't a chutzpah, by the way. The Miller points it out, from Gates said that wasn't a chutzpah. Yeah, I ate and I'll eat again. You know, man, and man, don't tell me what to do. That wasn't what was going on. What was going on there was Adam Arishan, from the moment he ate, he understood that he had a Yetzer inside of him now. And Nebuch, you're right, I'm going to keep doing it because I set myself up for a fool. Yeah, I sinned and I'll sin again. But he understood. He used his Bechira not to be Nitzchi, and he chose death. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a hesped for Adam Arishan kviyochol. Boirem losen lo is koy chadas v'amalot ten dait cho shlo tekal kel v'tachrives olami v'kol pam shata masiach es dait cho mitafkid cho boilom. Whenever you get distracted from your mission in this world, the world will turn you around into something which is just a passing shadow. Or you can, that's when you be mevater on the nitzchis. And that takes constant attention. You don't have to do anything to throw it all away. You just have to get distracted. The person has to keep his eye on the ball. There's many solutions to the whole. What is the Chai Olam that was not the Besochenu? Claim a Chaim Shel Olam Abo Hanitzchim Nimsholim LeNetir. The life in Olam Abai, the eternal world that we're going to, is the marshal of a planting. Kamo Adam Azorei BaAdamah Hu Yoichel Ano Es Mizroim Kais. Person plants something in the ground, but he could have decided to use the seeds now. Why plant pumpkin seeds when you can eat them at the Shabbos table? He'll take this little seed and he'll put it in the ground. He'll get much, much more than he had before. Or he could eat the seed. Take the egg and you can eat it. Or you can let it hatch into chickens and they'll have eggs and they'll have more chickens. Or you can just have an egg. What won't help you? What?
It won't help you if you've got nothing to
eat. If you've got nothing to eat, it's always a delicate balance there, don't you? Yeah, not poshut. But the marshal's a marshal. Not poshut. Yeah, not poshut. But the person in that situation has to do is to plant the wheat and go get a job. Yes, to try and get a job, because we'll feed him, whatever. That's what he has to do. He has to work his field in his spare time, slowly develop enough wheat that he'll have enough to live on and to be able to plant. In the meantime, he has to look, he has to hire himself up and work for other people, whatever. But that is not a tatsmo. Otherwise, he'll just get a job and he'll eat the wheat, and then he'll never have a field that he can get anything out of. If he just plants the field and he doesn't do anything, he'll starve to death before the wheat grows. He has to find some kind of a middle path there. Yeah. Kal chayim kol dinyan oilam hazeh. That's the whole story of this world. Adam yoichel ha'anois mimanei ma'oilam. He can enjoy himself from the pleasures of this world. Ach imu machlit levater alayim l'man oilam abo b'zehu noteya kiyoyim netiyah nitzchis. He can decide, I'm not going to eat the wheat. I'm going to plant it for olam haba. Talking about the physical wheat now. And there he's planting, an eternal planting. Whatever he does in this world, will there be there for him waiting in Olam Haba? Moshe Lamar David Boyd, but Kufus Milchoma Kashim Tzacher Mozon Nasim Nadiri Beyoisa. You know that when there's a war, food becomes very scarce. The people today in Ukraine that are sitting there don't have food. Afilu Tapuach Hanama Boyed Shov Zahar. All of course, what is a potato worth? Grace Kazois, Adam Shemotz Tapuach Hanama, who are sheer. The Yod of Shnev Shariot. He finds a potato, he's a very wealthy man. He has two choices. He can eat the potato straight away. Same story. You can plant the poach adama in the ground. That's how you get potatoes. You plant potatoes. You don't even plant whole potato. The slice of a piece of the potato, put in the ground, and you will grow potatoes. Obviously, in the marshal, that's a bit of a problem because if he doesn't eat the potato, now he'll die. There's the story of the mother of eight children. She found an egg. How do you divide an egg up into eight pieces? Not so partial. So she went into the kitchen, locked the door, and the children knocking on the door said, "Emma, what are you doing?" She said, "I'm making for you a mother." She ate the egg. It's another hardcore decision. If the mother dies, then the children are for sure finished. Divide the egg between eight people, no one gets anything. So she ate the egg and she had birth. Do I look for more eggs? Yeah, hard decisions people have been making. Yeah. But anyway, that's the nature of planting. Vitu ala hanoa regi ha'achshaviyot. All investment is based on that. Planting, farming, investment. Is I give up an immediate benefit, an immediate pleasure for a long-term benefit. The man mataraga doyle yoisuzu natiya chaya netzach v'chayenu a'arim ba'ilam hazeh. That's the difference between schnapps and Coca-Cola. What did your grandfather drink? Coca-Cola? No, he drank schnapps. What does schnapps do? Tastes disgusting, eh? Put in your mouth, it burns a hole in your chest as it goes down, but it makes you feel nice for a long time afterwards. What does Coca-Cola do? It fizzes and tastes delicious in your mouth, but the minute you swallowed it, it's gone. That's this generation and the previous generation. The previous generation understood that you give up. That's what an adult is. An adult is somebody who can give up an immediate pleasure for a long-term benefit. A child can't. He wants it now. Tell the child, you're going to have one toffee now or two tomorrow. They tell you he wants both. He wants now and tomorrow. They tell him you can't. You have to choose one. He'll take the top one now. Yeah. Raise the child that will say, "Okay, I'll wait till tomorrow." And sometimes you're right because there may not be two tomorrow. Bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. No, hard decisions that people have to make in this world. Never possible. Anyway, that's the vote. That's our internal struggle in this world. Do I give up a momentary pleasure for eternity? Or do I? That's why you should eat meat, because meat, there's no question of planting it and growing more. You've got to eat it before it goes bad. You avoid this problem. Correct? Vegetarians and the comfort. Lesikum advarim, mehus Adam who hayoyse boicher. The essence of a Jew is somebody who chooses. Mehus habechira. What is the essence of this bechira? Haymel yois nitzchi or ben mavis. Are you going to be eternal or are you going to die? The fizeh achaim v'amavis tuluim v'yadeinu. Life and death is now in our hands. Klaima. Am I going to be eternal? Or no, death will be the end of you. That's it. As some people think it is, and that's what it will be for them. This is something which is dependent on us. Nakudas Abakhira Azu Mistayeches, Misyacheses, Be'etzem, the Kol Rega Nosun, the Chayadom. The mindset in every moment of a person's life. This is going to be an eternal moment because I'm going to use this moment to do something good and elevating. Shem Rotzon Hashem, which is the Rotzon Hashem. This moment is now Olam Haba. This moment is going to get blasted away in a moment of nothingness and it doesn't come back. Finished. A big hole there in the wall upstairs. It's enough one moment of distraction to lose that part of Olam Haba. Adam she'enu boiche nefshav k'meis. The person is not choosing, he's not choosing his bechira, he's dead already. Now, by the way, it doesn't matter sometimes what you're doing. It's a matter of what you're thinking while you're doing it. Two people standing in the bank waiting to draw money or to sign a check or whatever. One could be mamash committing suicide, and one could be building next eternity, depending on why he's there. Why is he there? He needs money to go to the Makolet to buy food to feed his family. Wow, that's a big victory. He could be using that when he's in the Makolet, busy buying food and shopping. Then it's achitzachim. For another guy walking around the Makolet shopping, could be mamash suicide. Depends why you're there, what you're doing, and how you relate to it, and what your kavanas are. It also makes it complicated. Adam Sheneschaf Achrei Ma Shekulam Osim. Somebody goes after Yatsin Rati. Somebody goes after what everybody does. There, Rebbe Abba Kulam Osim. B'chayshem Ma Shekulam Chayshem. And he thinks the way everybody thinks. He doesn't stop to think for himself. That's what everyone thinks. I mean, he's not a Baal Bechira. He's a. Let's not say what he is. Ela hachevro asviva machtivim es maisov. But everybody does it. Oh, so everybody does it. So you're doing it. So you don't have a mind of your own. Just do what everybody does. It's the worst thing you could do. It's the worst thing. It's the most traitorous thing to do. They're not thinking either. They do it because everyone else is doing it. That's the hechsher today for everything, but everybody does it. If you're doing it because everybody does it, you're in a lot of trouble. If you don't know what to do, ask a shalas, but chaim tushom hu bechira b'das hu b'rotzon. Life means I'm choosing to do what I want to do. The task, the Robson, you don't have the information, go ask someone, get the information. Asiyas vorim bli bechire hi maves, shalo es hamaves ein tzarech libcho. You don't choose to die. Die v'zeh, and if will, the activity is just hesach hadas. You're not doing anything. Die v'zeh, shu noisim l'chayim l'zroim, l'lo shlitis machshavosu alayim. Or as nechshavim chayim kamavis, he just surrenders. Yeah, people said it. Whatever will be, he's a big baal betochen. He thinks he's a big baal betochen, and he just goes through life. Kol b'seder Hashem yazor, v'kol b'seder. He's a walking corpse. Dvarim elu mevim oitanu lemodot amuka v'havone yosoidis b'nisayon amuchat shel technologiya v'tikshoret ha'imuchadim b'doreinu. These things, these ideas, these principles we've laid down over now bring us to a very deep acknowledgement and understanding about the ikanisoin of the technology that we're dealing with today. And I find shall nisoin zehu hesech hadas. The ikka problem with all of these things today is hesech hadas. It machrot lebiloy lebizbuzman. Bizbuzman, just wasting time, not doing anything bad. We're not talking about the etzem schmutz, the etzem, the material. We're talking about good material, kosher, 100% material. But it's kulo bizbuzman. Bekach nifko atafkid har normali shelado. Yecholot hachayim shelo. Yecholot harikuz shelo. B'mata oisahu malyed lebatzim. Okay, that we have to see Mitzvah Hashem. We'll discuss that from there tomorrow. I will say Nisoyin Mod Gadol, a Remember, Satya once said the biggest problem on the internet is the games. It's the games. The games, just wasting time. Nothing kosher about it, nothing trade by it. Perfectly. No, whatever. Hesech Hadas, Hesech Hadas. There's other problems. I'm not saying not. It's about the essence of the problem. The essence of the problem is just. And everybody knows it, and everybody acknowledges, and everybody sees, and everyone knows how addicted it is. Just the news. Addicted to knowing what's going on in the world. What's going on in the world? What you need to know, you know. What you need to know, you know. You know what you have to do for, you know what's going on in the world, but you have to know every detail, every battle, every detail. This is what makes you a sugar. But you completely sugar. It's a no, what are you wasting your time knowing for? What do you need to know for? It gives you some kind of power, some kind of control that you know what's going on in outer Mongolia. Get on with your life. What do you need to know for? You see, it's close to Inner Mongolia.